Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Don't mind me.
Okay.
Just drinking out of my spanking new UFC water bottle.
How much did that set you back?
$0 because I'm an influencer extraordinaire. They sent me a care package of gear and gloves. So if you're late again, you're gonna walk in and I just have my gloves on, my MMA gloves. And you'd be like, whoa, what's going on? It's like, get all time. No, I did you watch any of those fights?
I did not. I saw the aftermath, but I didn't watch it.
It was I feel like it's the first time I was like, I'm gonna sit down and watch all these fights. Usually you watch those and it's like two guys just kind of laying on each other for a night,
kind of rubbing each other's ears.
Yeah
Which I'm into. I just don't want to pay for it.
Yeah, right. But it was actually, everyone got knocked out. It was great. I watched it with my sweet mother, who was in town.
She's Swedish.
Swedish mother, yes. Yeah,
my Swede mother.
She was rooting hard for the Jana Kapaskagish.
Well, sure. Yeah, he's homebred. She lost.
Yeah. And it was funny. In the fight, you know, they're pummeling each other. My mom goes, are they allowed to do that?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa.
This is violent.
Be nice.
Jeez.
Why aren't they just... I love that idea of someone who just doesn't get what's going on. You know, McGregor's like, your wife's a... He's calling the guy's wife names, and she's like, why don't they just be respectful?
I don't understand why they can't compete without bringing emotions into mm-hmm. it. Since when did this become all personal?
I think if these fighters just were responded like gentlemen to one another, wouldn't everyone want to watch that?
Wouldn't everybody like it if they were just cordial?
Yeah.
I think they'd be shocked.
Best of luck to you, buddy. As I rip your head off.
Yeah. I did see a clip to start the match. Is that what you call it? The match? The fight? The bout?
The bout.
To start the bout, Connor went for like a roundhouse kick. I don't know anything about Ultimate Fighting, but that doesn't seem normal. He started with two roundhousers.
Well, it's a real class where he goes, if you guys want to touch gloves, here's your chance to do it. They didn't do it. You're like, oh now you know it's going to be good.
Oh, angsty boy. That's a good one.
The basketball games before tip-off, you're rocking around. You know, you give someone one of these.
Ooh.
That's when you know you meant business.
Fake handshake. I rub my hand through my head now.
One of my favorite parts of COVID has been playing adult rec leagues. Mm-hmm. It's now acceptable to not have to go high five everyone. You just go, hey.
Good game, you guys.
And you just play COVID, you know. So you have to go do that. Big fan of that.
I feel like on every team that I've ever shaken hands with, there's always one dude who will actually shake my hand.
Yeah.
You're like, why are you hanging on to my hand, dude?
Put it there. Johnny Johnson. What's your name? You're like, hey, no, that's not how this works.
Shooting guard. 6'1". Like, dude, the game's over. What are you doing? Like,
LinkedIn.
Like, after the game, hey, good game, man. It's like you're barely even touching. You know, if you played any rec sport, good game, you're barely saying anything. And there's one guy, he's like, heck of a game, man. Heck of a... I mean, you had me all night, man. You had my number.
Gosh.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Why are you shaking my hand?
Come on.
Take me out to dinner.
$40 for this. Yeah. Take me to dinner first.
I got a rec league game tonight. which would be fun.
Oh,
basketball.
Basketball.
Basketball. Two sessions ago, they made us wear masks, and that was about as fun as it sounds. You'd be surprised how much your ears sweat.
Two sessions ago.
Sorry. Like
last year.
Fall. 6 months ago.
Last year.
Two sessions.
14
games.
Was that 2018? 6 months ago? Okay. That sounds horrible.
It was. It was. You'd be shocked at how wet the like little strands that go over your ears can get. It's amazing.
Yum.
Really add some weight. But now we're going mask free, and it's a lot of fun. We bumped up to the intermediate league, which is a good time.
That's how I like to describe myself as well.
It kind of an intermediate league guy.
Just intermediate.
Yeah.
In a lot of things.
Yeah.
How are you at this? Intermediate. I, not to brag, but I'm going to be playing in a celebrity pickleball match.
Dude.
Which I believe is rung number one on the celebrity just ladder, right?
Yeah.
I think, you know, the end is probably what? You're
get invited to the Grammys. The
Grammys after party. Step one, you play in a local celeb pickleball match. And so that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be slapping forehands. People will be like, oh my gosh. There'll be thousands of people there probably. Celebrities? They said they're just going to match me with a celebrity, but my partner's probably the local weatherman. That's my
guess. Chief meteorologist,
Gary Johnson. Hey, he's just going to be really, he probably plays a lot. Hey, hey man, how's your back in?
He's like, actually, being a weatherman nowadays is such a joke that I only play pickleball.
Yeah.
You actually don't need my job. So, I got a lot of free time.
Yeah, I told everyone here it's going to be good weather. It's raining right now. And so that's on me.
But hey, at least it's indoors and I'll still have my job. Yeah.
Surely so it's meet a bunch of news people. Great serve. One serving two.
As I served the ball, he returned it. And later on tonight, he might serve it again.
Yeah.
Why are you talking this way?
Yeah, why are you doing that? But it's not to me. It's some charity slub. I'm there to win, right?
So you're not there for charity.
Yeah.
This is
your... getting their heads.
Yeah. This is your first step in the celebrity ladder ring, whatever you said.
6-2. And tonight, later at 10, we break down murdering two pickleball partners. Tonight at 10! And then I spike it all on their face in the kitchen is what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Pickleball lingo.
Yeah.
Some people don't get it.
There's a 100% chance that you will play with or against someone who works in local news. And you got to use that. Just like the score is 4-6, but you just like score is 4 tonight at 6. Boom! You know, to speak their language a little bit. What?
Yeah, I love everyone's guesses. But what other celebrities are in just a Midwest town? News people.
We have one that amateur YouTuber. Baseball team.
Amateur baseball players.
Yeah, the T-Bones.
Maybe
like a blogger we've never heard of.
Maybe just like the best barbecue spot in town, like that pit master.
The head cook. Yeah. I'm going to go and guess you don't want to be on that guy's team.
I've been eating ribs all day. You eat them too? You eat them all? Yeah, right there.
Like having to duct tape the paddle to his hand because his fingers are so slippery.
I've been stewing meat all day.
He just sweats out barbecue juice.
Yeah. It smells like barbecue. Is that you?
It smells like burnt ends.
Who knows? I think that's all I got.
I'll be shocked if there's a Chiefs or Royals player there.
Yeah, I mean, way they got me is they just like DM me and I said, okay. So I doubt Patrick Mahomes is getting wrangled in that way. So.
I might have to come, or it might be a thing like,
oh, not to brag again, but I have a VIP section for friends, you are allowed to join.
Okay. I got the invite.
You're
you guys
invited.
See, this is now the second rung on my ladder. I got the companion pass earlier this year. Now I'm getting VIP access at Chicken and Pickle.
They told me I even had access to one of the pickleball pros if I want a lesson. And I...
Surprise, it's me.
Yeah.
That's why I'm coming. It's a lesson with me.
It's actually, yeah. This is all through Jake. No, I declined that. I was like, pickleball tourney is... I'll stop there. I'm not going to get a lesson.
You know what? I might come.
Should be a good time.
Maybe.
Maybe.
If literally nothing else comes up, come in.
Okay.
One time, sorry, that just reminded me. One time, my cousin, my idiot cousin, which I would have done the same thing because I wasn't much smarter back in high school, but a girl asked him to prom in high school.
Kim?
Asked him. Sorry, it's tough.
Okay. Name, is he Kim? Asian guy?
Not quite.
Okay.
Steve. So, okay. Close.
Got it.
She asked him to prom, and he said, if I don't find anything better to do. We're like, Steve, you can't.
Steve. You there goes Steve again.
You don't say that to a woman ever. Yeah. If like nothing else comes up, then let's do it.
Yeah, I'll check my calendar. Like, okay. She asked him.
Yeah.
She wasn't messing around.
No, she wasn't. She liked what Steve had.
Was it Sadie Hawkins, or she just said
no
through these gender roles?
She was ahead of her time, especially for Stratford, Missouri.
What if she's proposed to her husband yet?
Yeah, I wonder how that's going. Probably if nothing else came up.
Maybe.
Probably didn't. Yeah. So, anyway.
Probably.
I'll see you at Pickleball Wednesday. That'll be fun. Or tonight. This comes out on Wednesday.
Whatever it is. No, I think it's Thursday.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll have to check with my publicist. What is a publicist?
What do they do?
I don't know.
Send us an email.
Yeah.
If you'd like to be my publicist, I'm hiring.
Jake would like one. I'm good, but Jake needs one.
I'm just so overwhelmed. I need more publicist.
Yeah. Publicist. They coach you when you go out in public. Is that what it is? Something like that. Talk to his publicist. Like,
I'm going to Google.
Yeah, let us know, because I do need one.
A publicist,
because I'm going to be out checking people slapping balls, dude.
What does a publicist do, and is it more or less than a weatherman these days? Okay. A publicist is a person whose job is to generate and manage publicity for a company, a brand, or public figure.
Sounds like one of those made-up jobs.
It sounds like when you Google...
Whoever's a publicist first was in an MLM. And that's where they advanced to.
They couldn't cut it with Rodan and Fields. They're like, why don't I just
another
do
fake job
publicity?
But like, maybe publicist sounds awfully close to like a life coach, which is another not real job.
Yeah. Life coach. Anyone who's like done really well in life doesn't need to be doing life coaching, because like life has gone good enough for them. I've always thought this, like, if life has gone so well for you, then like speaking, you're writing a book, like you're making hundreds of thousands of dollars. You're not charging $40 an hour for life coaching.
Yeah. But yeah, you can barely pay your bills with the life coaching bill. What?
Why am I taking advice from you?
Yeah.
You what? Told me not to cash this check.
Yeah.
Until Friday. So why?
So what?
You're my life
you're
coach.
You're crushing it in life? Because You just asked if we could.
I saw you at Aldi last weekend.
Asked if I could advance my payment to you. Yeah. This is confusing.
Yeah. We're both wearing the same like Goodfellow and Company jeans from Target. So I know it's not going that well for you.
What does a life coach do?
And is it more or less than a chief meteorologist these days?
Chief meteorologist and Trey Kennedy take down local tourney championship. That's the hope, dude. I got fired up because you just see the there was a big golf celebrity
bout.
Mouch.
Yeah.
Match.
Mouch.
Match. Dude, we're both getting to golf. I'm so sick of my golf friends to be like, how many games we playing? Like, it's so funny you call it a game. Like,
okay.
Just shut up.
This is new to me.
What do you call them? Rounds?
I don't know. I would say games of golf. I don't know. You asked me today, like, you've been golfing much? I'm like, about as much as you. Like, I didn't even know what to call it. I was like, it's the same. They were equidistant. What are you finding here? Oh, you went YouTube search for life coach. This is going to be good.
Life coach. I want to... Tony Robbins is a life coach, huh? Isn't he? So watch this.
I don't know. Never looked into life coaches.
Oh, that's not what I want. Life coach advice. Let's see. I want to hear from a life coach. I think it'll be epic. Oh, here we go. This looks good. This is how to be a life coach. Life coaching tips from successful life coach.
Oh, this is how to coach. Oh, this. This is a little meta here.
How to be a life coach.
Hey guys, Stefan here from ProjectLifeMaster.com. Another Q&A video that I'm going to record for you guys. I've just been going through a few right now over the last hour. And I just want to thank you guys for your questions. If there's anything you want to know, you want me to answer your questions in a video.
What do you
just,
do for a living?
Yeah, what do you, so what do you do for a living?
Hit the contact here from Samantha. And her question is...
Such a white thing to do, by the way. Why do we do that? I make a point not to do that. We'll be here in silence. Let me see.
Okay, hold on. Here it is.
Where are you? Where are you? Where are you?
I'm finding it. I'm finding it. There it is. All right. So white.
One of the whitest haze you could do. Gosh, I mean, I was just there the other day.
Okay, how can I get started with coaching? You know, she wants to be a life coach.
Okay, hold on. Pause it. How do I, like, if you have to, like.
No, you have to, you end up being a coach. You figure out, you master. How do I just jump to coach part?
How do I just tell other people how to live their life? Well, I'm lost.
What you're going to want to do is, so you should go through.
So perfect.
You're going to go through life and master life, and then you coach someone. No.
No, I'm saying right now.
So I don't know what to do. So could I just.
Could I coach a life?
Could I coach a life? You know, like the most like precious thing on earth? Could I coach it?
I'm kind of in between jobs right now. So I was thinking maybe it could be a life coach.
Fun employed is what I like to call it. You know, I'm trying to find a job. Where are your job?
Where's that job at?
Where is it? I don't know. Let me coach your life.
Wait, what if I just charge you to coach your life?
Coaching, and I built a successful business that. And so she wants to know how she can become a coach and actually start making money from it as well. Great question. I get this one a lot as well.
Great question. Everyone gets one a lot. How the heck are you doing this? This kid's 27.
I've been a coach for almost over 10 years now. Oh, and
almost over 10 years.
Almost over 10 years.
Was that 9.5?
Yeah. I'm so close to being over 10 years.
I've been life coach. That's a perfect life coach thing right there. You're just like saying stuff like, wait, if you pay attention, what do you really say? You're almost over nearly at 10 years. Like, so 4 years.
And I've been a life coach really for the last few years, and now like an internet marketing specific type coach now for the last 2 years.
MLM.
Yep. But before that, when I first got into coaching, I was a dating coach. I basically coached men on how to be more confident, more social, develop their personalities, and how to meet women and that whole kind of thing. And the reason why I got into that at the beginning, this is when I was 20 years old or so,
because I just got a ton of ladies.
Honestly, I was crushing it at the bars.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah.
I mean, I had trouble remembering their names.
Yeah.
I mean, it was insane.
Yeah. Coach, everyone called me daddy. Yeah, are you kidding me? So people were literally paying me.
All my bros were like, dude, you gotta charge money for this. I mean, the tips I was giving out. And the tip, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. 20 years old. Whoa.
Even younger than that. I got into this because
I was almost over 20 years old.
And I was meeting girls who were way over nearly close to 18. And... Wait, what is he saying?
I would actually charge hourly how old they were. Yeah. It was kind of fun. So anywhere between $15 and $20 an hour.
I had troubles with my confidence, and I was shy and introverted, and I spent a lot of time, years, really changing myself and developing my social skills and finding mentors and coaches and going to seminars. I invested in myself and I put in a lot of work. So I learned a lot. And because I made such a big transformation and change, people would come to me and they would ask me for advice. They would ask me for coaching. They would ask me to help them out. And at first I did for free, help people out. I enjoyed it. It worked for them. And then at a certain point, I started charging money for it. And the way it actually happened was people started offering me money for it. They asked if I could coach them in a weekend and pay me a couple $100. I said, sure. And I was just blown away that they could actually pay me for that kind of service. And I started off doing that, and I was able to build a business, a coaching and seminar business with two business partners here in Vancouver. And over 5 years, we did seminars, boot camps, coaching for people in that area, building their confidence and social skills.
Get
so that's
point.
How I originally got into coaching. Now, I'm a life coach now. I make a lot more money as a coach now how I've structured my business, and it's a lot more efficient and effective. And I want to share with you how I built the current one that I have, because it's a much different business model than what I was doing in terms of local coaching, coaching and everything.
Yeah. I was looking for it. No wedding ring.
Yeah. More business. No wedding ring?
No wedding ring. Yeah, that makes sense. Of course.
It's much. What I do now is you have a business partner. It's much different than what I did in college, where drunk guys at bars would give me a $100 bill to try to get them to get a girl in their Uber with them. So it's really evolved.
Slightly more sophisticated.
Yeah.
Dude, if his life coaching is in any way as roundabout and as vague as his answer to that girl's first question, yeah. Sign me up.
She's
like, how do I get started? He's like, well, why don't I take you back to the start?
Yeah.
There I was, 20 years old, crushing it.
Crushing it.
A couple years further, I'm taking seminars on how to be a successful person, you know, because it didn't come naturally.
Yeah.
I'd like to charge you money. And then next thing you know, yeah. She's like, just how you know, do I do it?
You know, some people can just, they're just able to have a conversation. I had to get a PhD in it.
I had to go to a boot camp. Did you catch that earlier? I said the word boot camp for social life.
For talking.
So how I got into coaching and what you can do as well is I started a blog first and foremost. I started projectlifemastery.com about 2 years ago.
A boot.
And my whole purpose behind that was really camp. Just to add value. You know, I wanted just to have a place where I could just share things that I was learning.
Anyone who just says that phrase, just want to add value.
Just, you know.
This is Gary Vee's proliter.
Gratitude and add value.
Perspective.
Just it peanut butter.
Just words. Yeah. Grind.
Start a peanut butter blog. You know? That's all it is.
Value. You're nothing, dude. You're crap. You gotta add value. Perspective.
In my life, things that have helped me and benefited me. And I didn't expect to make any money from my blog. That wasn't my focus. My focus I did was I just started recording some videos of myself on YouTube. And then that sucked, but I was just recording it on a little digital camera. You know, if you've read some of my blog posts, some of my content, to get some traction. People started watching and finding my stuff. People started asking me for coaching. Well, actually, what happened before that is I decided to compete in a fitness competition.
Okay.
The WBFF, it was a fitness modeling competition.
Oh!
And I used my blog to document my progress in my body.
This
and
guy does it all.
Just to share with people.
What can't he do?
And by doing that, fitness I had people model. Contact me asking me for health and fitness advice. Again, as I mentioned, people contact me for coaching, ask me, do you coach? Can I hire you? Can you give me some advice or whatever? I usually just gave people advice for free. You know, I just wanted to help people out. But it got to the point where you get so many emails.
Yeah, it's like, dude, just like your buddy be like, could you give me some advice on this? It's like, listen, man, I'll do it for free this one time. But, you know, I feel like that's nice of me. You know?
You're like, I was just asking, like, you've been through a breakup. Yeah. Could you want to help? Look, this one time, it's free. All right. Yeah. It's like, we're friends. Yeah. I can't ask you for advice.
Yeah. You were grooming at my wedding. I figured. Yeah. And I didn't get paid for that either. So. It kind of running its course.
In fact, you made me rent that tux.
Yeah.
And it was $240.
Yeah.
I kept it running total. I can't believe that. I mean, this is exactly what I've never seen a life coaching video in my life, but somehow I knew it would be just like saying everything and nothing at the same time. You spoke for 11 minutes saying nothing. What are you talking about?
Thing that you just can't. You have to charge people for your time. You know, my goal ultimately isn't to be a coach. I like to help people on that level, but I don't just want to coach people all day because to be honest, I'm more passionate about building my businesses and building passive income streams, but I still love coaching and I still wanted to work with people one-on-one. So I had to limit.
I don't really want to do my job, but I want to make money.
Very passionate about how do I figure out how to make money with doing nothing. Super passionate about that.
I don't want to do what's bringing in money. I want to not do the work and still bring in money. So that's what I'm focusing on right now.
Yeah.
And adding value.
Oh, okay. I think.
Can we see the comments of that video just real quick? I want to see if people enjoyed it or not. Oh.
Video was superb.
This is one of the best short videos I've ever seen on what it takes to be a life coach. Oh.
Thanks for sharing. People love it, man. Inspiring. We figured it out, huh? Figured it out.
That was awesome.
I love people's obsession with passive income. As if there's
like a shortcut to it.
Yeah, there's really ways to just like, how do I make 50 grand a year and do nothing? Yeah, that'd be pretty sick, but
I think other people would do it more often.
Yeah.
If it was that easy.
Well, if you have $3 million, you can do that pretty easily.
Yeah, it's no problem. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's the key. So.
Oh, life coaches. That's fun. I don't know. Cool. I would be surprised if that's their last time talking about life coaches on this podcast. That was refreshing. That made me feel better about myself.
Yeah, that was great.
That's a good time.
It's good.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now,
All you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Been to Subway anymore lately?
I went yesterday. Why do you ask?
Just like, dude, to have your weekly Subway check.
This is great. Actually, yeah, I went to Subway yesterday and the lady goes,
"You again."
No, she goes, "You know what, hon? You look like you could use it. Here's a free cookie." I just came from church.
Screw you.
I'm wearing jeans. I look nice. I showered. What do you mean? I think I could use it. I look phenomenal. This is as good as I look.
That's just so, I mean, you're like, you just made my day, but also really, I don't like that either. Yeah.
I would have rather have not that happened.
I'm going to, you know what? I'll take Snickerdoodle, but I don't appreciate this at all.
I'd like a Snickerdoodle and your supervisor's phone number. Yeah.
Trust me, honey. I could tell you were going to pick Snickerdoodle. That's so funny, dude.
I have never got that before in my life.
Brutal.
Honey, you look like you could use it. I'm going to throw in a cookie. Right? Are you talking to me right now?
What do I?
This is the best I've ever looked in a Subway. I showered this morning. Yeah. I'm wearing jeans.
No, what? How many? Look at these guys. That guy is on break in construction. That guy.
This woman just paid in cash.
Just woke up. It's 3 p.m.
This woman paid in cash with money out of her bra.
Yeah.
You didn't give her a cookie?
Yeah.
What am I going to do? And also, it smells like Sharpie.
Yeah. Maybe she's proud of you that you looked that put together in a Subway. And that was really like, you're hiding something.
You've come a long way. I remember when you first used to come in here.
So did you do a solo Subway run?
Yeah.
Was it like after church, everyone's like, let's do brunch, maybe get a little mimosas. You're like, Subway, anyone? And then you're on your own.
I'll be at Subway. You guys can just meet me there.
Yeah.
And then,
I mean, who doesn't love church lunch at Subway?
They must have thought we must have went to different Subways.
Okay.
I'm sure they went to one.
Yeah. That's a good point. There's a lot of them.
There just wasn't the one by my house.
A lot of them.
You know there's more Subways than McDonald's?
Yep.
Biggest fast food chain.
They are shockingly everywhere. You don't even realize it. There's 50 in your town.
Yeah. And because they're in the Walmarts too. Mm-hmm.
The Walmarts are in gas stations.
They are.
They're hidden. Oh, there's speakeasy ones, I'm pretty sure. It's crazy.
But yes, I have been. Thank you for asking. My stuff didn't smell like Sharpie yesterday as much, which was nice.
Hmm.
But it was good. I had Subway. I like Subway pre like exercise. It's like it can fill me up, but it's still kind of lighter than like, you know, a Chipotle or something like that. So I played in a pickleball tournament yesterday.
Okay, so you just kept it light with a little 6-inch.
I did. 12. Okay. I went 6-inch.
Okay.
Ate it on the way to the tournament. Didn't get any on me, so that was a win in and of itself. And
that's a Sunday right there.
That's, I mean, what more can you ask for?
Holy cow.
Church, Subway, pickleball tournament. Sheesh. And watched the NBA finals. Fell asleep on the couch, woke up, the news was on, got pissed at the weatherman because I was like, what are you? I know all this information. It's on my phone. Come on.
I watched Italy England soccer game. You see any of that?
Not a lick.
European final. It was in London. England hasn't won this thing, I don't think, ever. It's big, obviously a huge deal, soccer. If they won London, it was like a national holiday in England on Monday. No one has to work. No one goes to school. Ooh. England goes to the free kicks or the PKs. Penalty shootout.
Free throws.
Yeah, basically, it's amazing that this whole game ends up like this. And England just chokes big time. And it was hilarious.
So who won?
Italy. The Italians.
A pepperoni.
Yeah.
Nice.
I bet it smelled. There's probably so much cologne out on the pitch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
The streets of Rome the next day.
Ooh.
Just marinara everywhere.
Yeah.
Or blood. Hard to know.
Yeah.
I wish I was more into soccer, but I'm not because of everything about it. Yeah.
Yeah. But, unfortunately, due to all of the rules of the sport, I'm unable to get into it.
I have this weird thing where I'm not really into sports where you will run almost over 10 miles over the course of an hour and a half only to potentially not win or lose And also to not know when the game is over. I think that's a really fun part of soccer.
That is like, a fun part.
How much time is left? We're not going to tell you. Just keep running around.
The refs get to choose.
Yeah.
That reminds me of this TikTok that I just shown you. Here, a little more Southern Baptist TikTok.
The Kewla High School football team, and I was a starting strong safety on the Kewla High School football team. I loved it. I loved beating people up. I loved it. It was fun. It was exciting. And if you don't like that, then go enjoy your sissy soccer games and leave me alone. Amen.
Leave me alone. Amen.
God, that's a communist sport. I'm against communism, and I'm against soccer. And these pretty leg men running everywhere on my nerves. Amen.
Pretty.
Wait, amen.
Did you just say that pretty leg, sir? No, I didn't say that.
God.
Against you, leave me alone. And so I played football because I'm a man. Because I have testosterone in my system, not estrogen, testosterone in my system. I'm feeling a snare on that one, amen.
What?
That's nice.
Okay.
Hey, you bet them pretty little legs, you better be standing for the anthem when they're playing the football games and hitting them hard.
Now, you notice I played strong safety, not weak safety.
Yeah.
Not weak soccer ball.
They asked me if I want strong or free. I ain't some free little pretty leg boy running around. I'm strong.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Go.
Go.
Jeez. Like, okay, I'll say some jokes about soccer, but yeah. I don't think it's communist to like soccer.
Oh, wow.
Not seeing the connection or where that's at in the Bible.
I don't know. Maybe
that was awesome.
Yeah.
Can we see more of that account?
Oh, let's dive in.
It's just like really conservative preachers saying insane things.
Yeah, let's see. You just got to look for the ones with the most views. That'll probably be most fun. That's how you do it. That's how you do social media, I think.
Running around on the pretty legs. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
All the people are like,
wait. You told us not to.
Yeah, wait. This goes against last week's sermon where we were against pretty men. Hold on.
Burger King religion, have it your way. This is Wendy's religion, old fashioned, hot and juicy. Praise God. This is not Whoa. Burger King religion, have it your way. This is Wendy's religion, old fashioned, hot and juicy. Praise God.
I don't even know what to say. The theology.
That one's pretty great. Yeah, I agree with that one wholeheartedly.
I don't get. Why? I don't know what to say. Okay, why is it hot and juicy? I don't
is that Wendy's catchphrase? He's like, it's not have it your way. Okay, I get that. Like, we shouldn't be selfish. Okay. This is Wendy's religion. Square never, patties.
And never frozen.
Yeah.
What? Like hell? Wait. Yeah. What?
Ponytailed redheaded women. What?
Dave Thomas, glory to God. He was a Christian. Wait, what are you talking about?
Sir, I don't.
He does like a D's Nuts joke somewhere in there. Wendy's. I saw a joke the other day. Everyone's like, don't do the D's Nuts.
Hey, your frosty's going to melt in hell. So we don't take it down there. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Okay, here's this one.
In and some for the ladies tonight. If you get saved, I believe you ought to get in the light tonight. Or make a change in your life. Amen? So this one's for the fellas now.
Here's a little song. Let's go.
I won't wear earrings, nose rings, nor pearls. I won't have long hair like all the girls.
So ladies,
it's gonna be bad.
She'll wear her pigtails like Wendy.
What? What?
Yeah, hey, I agree with him. Yeah, I think that's sound.
What can you even say?
I thought that would be kind of cheeky, like, wear long dresses. You're just like, shut up. You're like, this one's going to upset somebody.
Oh my gosh. Does it seem like that was recent? Like that wasn't from the 14th century? Not that it was right at any point in time, but still. Oh my gosh. Like that's happening.
Got a pretty good voice though.
He did have a nice little tenor to him. Oh my gosh.
Oh. That's good stuff.
No earrings, no pearls. That was for
the
girls.
Hair long like all the girls. So yeah, it's a fun account. I don't know where people are getting these clips from.
It's a fun account.
But
oh my gosh, the guy one was like, okay, this is shocking, this is cringy, as a Christian I'm embarrassed. And then the girls one was like, maybe you should be in jail. Are you allowed to say these things publicly nowadays? Yeah, oh my gosh. She keeps her mouth shut even if she's right. You know, if it went on further, the kitchen was going to be mentioned, and not in a pickleball way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Like, she stays at home.
And yeah, they're heading down a rough path.
Slaves there. Over the food. And speaking of slaves, everyone's like, stop.
Okay, there's a line at some point. Pastor Dan.
Please, go back to the Wendy stuff. Yeah. That seems
Let's
way better.
Let's stick to Burger King.
Do the fast food sermon again.
Speaking of, we all really going to like this one. And the slave, whoa. Stop.
I like my rice right. Dang it. My
I like my rice wide in that congregation too. No! Stop! It's too much. I don't know. Were you saying rice? I don't know what you were saying.
Yeah, I said I was got a little ahead of myself. I was trying to say rice, white rice. I was going to say, yeah, I got a, you know, I like white rice, white wife. And that's it. End of sermon. Woo. Oh gosh, that's a fun account.
Yeah, that was so funny. I kept going. You guys were both like kind of laughing, like, "What's he gonna say?" And he just goes, "Basically, girls, be quiet." And you both were just like, "Oh my gosh,
oh my,
should we edit this out?" That was really mean.
That was really really shocking. Mm. Holy cow.
That is funny. I grew up in a church where they would do kind of like a fun, like, men sing this line, women sing this line, you know. It was kind of like
a duet.
Yeah, it was fun. That'd be fun in his church. Probably, all right, women, men sing your line, women, trick question, be quiet,
think of it. And that's it.
Very strange.
And for the women who are live streaming this at home, because we wouldn't let you leave the house, hope you enjoy this next part.
Yeah, you're not gonna like it.
You're not gonna like it.
They're live streaming this. Woo. All right.
I don't know if those kind of churches are doing live streams. I feel like they'd make them a little nervous.
They might. I don't know. All right. We'll pivot from that. Why did I even bring that up? Oh, because of...
I said soccer.
Soccer, that's right.
Here's something. I'm kind of nervous about this. I mean, literally just now, like 10 seconds ago, I just got sent a TikTok link from someone. We have no previous text. I don't even have her last name saved in my phone.
Does that say Adele?
It says Addie.
Addie.
I'm legitimately trying to rack my brain. I don't know who Addie is. I don't know.
No words, just a link. Yeah, I wouldn't click that link, bro.
I'm going to text it to you, and you're going to play it. I'm sure I knew this person at some point. The thumbnail looks innocent enough. It looks like a hot tub or something.
It's Addie from the bar. She sent me a TikTok of a guy saying, screw you.
Hey, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. I'm just so curious. I can't believe I got this text while we're talking about TikTok just now. Trey's looking it over. He's scanning it.
Hey, Anderson. Tell Andy to edit something. Edit something funny. Put the shovel right here. Bang. And then come back down. And then switch over there. Pitch me back to the wall. Andy, now put a character here.
This is a meaningless video. I don't even know what it is. It's nonsense.
I don't get it. I'm watching it too. I don't get it at all.
This is terrifying. What virus you just give me?
I don't,
Addie!
I really, really, really had high hopes for that. It was either, one, going to be funny. Two, going to relate. That was just a weird... Who is Addie?
Well, text her back and say, who's this? Let's see if she gets back to you. We got to know before the end of the ep. End of the pod.
Okay. I'm going to text back. What in the world?
What in the world? I like that. I do. I think that's great.
All right. Text it. What in
the
world?
What do you? I saw.
Who's
Drake Bell.
Remember him? Yeah. Remember him? He's been married for 3 years.
Drake. What's the?
Josh Peck.
Drake Megan. And Josh. How'd the song go?
If you open up your eyes and see what's inside,
it's gonna take some time to realign. Do you know it's realign and not realize?
I don't know what I thought.
Well, he just realized that he's going to be on probation for several years. he is avoiding jail time, but he is arrested because he was, I think, dating or with a woman who's underage.
Oh, actually?
Yep. She was 15.
Whoa! Megan.
Way to go, you boob. If you know, you know. Remember the show?
Yeah. Yeah, they would throw that word around a lot. Like
that's what Megan always called them.
Yeah.
Megan. And this 15-year-old's name was Megan. No, I don't think. They didn't say her name, of course, but.
Just going to assume it was.
Bad news for Jake Bell. Not good. So that's that. love Drake and Josh, but now we see why Josh did not invite Drake to his wedding.
That does make sense.
They're probably like, why didn't you invite him? He couldn't be like, well, I don't want to be this guy, but he's actually basically a felon that's not out yet, so.
He asked me if he could get a plus one because her, actually needed a plus two because her mom was going to drop her off.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a red flag. Yeah, so I said, you know what? Why don't you just not come?
He asked for that.
Did he get a plus two? Her mom needs to drive her there.
Yeah. It was an adults only affair. And he asked if we could make exception for his plus one. That's when I called it. Yeah. Adults only reception. Josh, it's a gray area here. This girl's. I'm going to stop there. So
we have a text back from Addie.
Okay.
I said, what in the world? She said, could start doing that on the pod every so often. I don't know. I could start doing that on the pod every now and then.
So for context, it was a video of some YouTubers where they're vlogging and they go, editor, edited a shovel right here. And they fake throw a shovel. So is that what she just wanted a shovel?
Derek, now you have to edit in a shovel because Addie texted me. That sucks.
There it is. Oh,
the shovel hit me. You're welcome, Addie. You're welcome, Derek. Content.
That's it.
Thanks for tuning in.
Mm.
I have something to share with you, Trey. I learned something this week.
Yeah.
I had a friend in town from Seattle recently. We were comparing.
Ugh.
She was talking, she's like, man, you know, the coffee is not as good here. I'm like, yeah, I get it.
Oh,
you
please,
know, sure.
Please.
Okay.
The coffee's fine. It's probably the same. There's no way she can tell the difference.
Blind taste test, I'd like to see her try. But I was like, you know, we're comparing differences, similarities. She's like, one thing, especially that's different, is in Seattle, we have bikini stands. And I said, what's up? And you can Google it. It's a real thing. I don't know if it's just in Seattle. But it sounds like a thing that maybe just Seattle and maybe Portland would have.
Just bikini stands?
It's just a girl. It's like a one person, like a tiny little like coffee stand. And a girl is working it in a bikini. And it's just like a, hey, come stare at my chest and get a latte. And if you pay more money, then we can do other stuff. This is a real, true story. This is like a thing happening in America right now in Seattle. What?
Yeah,
good business model.
Yeah, would you, now with your latte, what type of milk do you like? Would you like almond or mummy? That'll cost you.
Look up like Seattle bikini stand. Okay. And it's just like.
Well, should I?
Go in incognito mode.
Yeah, Katie's, my history is emailed to my wife, so I need to know.
Blame it on me.
Trey, why are you Googling human milk latte hot show? Bikini stand.
I just feel like more people need to know that this exists. And something's
bikini stand.
Something's wrong with Seattle.
Oh, it's just a little. It'd be like this.
Yeah, and this is them getting in trouble on the news. Yeah, oh, yeah. Local bikini
Java
stand.
Java Chugs. Okay, great.
Java Chugs.
What in the world? Jeez Louise.
Oh, that was just censored.
Oh my gosh. Espresso gone crazy. And like, a little more creative.
Half of these are just like, yeah, bikini stand busted for prostitution. Like these are the news articles.
Girls gone wild. Lattes. Wow. So she's like, the coffee here does not compare to these bikini coffee.
She's like, there's something is missing in this Kansas City coffee. I think it's sexual harassment. Yeah. I think that's what it's missing.
Oh, it's exploitation. Where's a dating coach? He can get this. He can get this figured out.
Get Brendan's blog pulled up. Yeah. I want to hear about how he was.
He can get these women in bikinis. If you pay him cold, hard cash. Interesting.
So just PSA, that's going on in America right now, which is a bummer. Pull it together, Seattle. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Man. I just, who who at like 6:45 in the morning is really, I mean,
you're raring to go.
Yeah, I think you'd wait until later in the day or like, you know, maybe like 6:30. Don't talk to me before I have my coffee, but you can look at me. No talking.
Don't talk to me until I've had second base. I mean, a second shot. Sorry.
Second shot.
A second shot of espresso. I'm sorry. Gosh, it's so early.
It's so early.
I'm not in the mood.
Ugh. Ah. Interesting. Yeah. So it's just coffee.
Yep.
Lattes.
Yep. That's all. They're very nice women. I think it's, yeah. They go to those churches you were showing TikToks in. They're very, they invite people to church that way.
Yeah,
they're very kind. Very kind women.
That's good. Wow. Yeah. We'll see if they'll start popping around. Could be a business opportunity.
Could be. Mm-hmm. Trey, I don't know about you. I have a lot of old notes in my phone. It's kind of fun to revisit every now and then. I recently found one. And most of them, I have no idea what it means. I don't know what I meant at this time. This is from February 2018.
From when?
February. Got now it. I'm self-conscious how I said it the first time. February.
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 February. Look,
February. I have a few words that I just try to say really fast. Like the amusement park Silver Dollar City. I just go, oh yeah, we should go to Silver Dollar City. And yeah, people know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's true.
Wait, oh, I used to have season pass for Silver Dollar City.
Everyone knows. Let's go to Jaffa Jugs. And everyone knows.
Jaffa Jugs.
Everyone knows.
Anyway, the title of this note is called Incestry.com. What do we think that means? I think it was some pun off Ancestry. I don't know what I meant. But then there's more, and it has nothing to do with that joke. In asterisks, ooh, another tough one to say, it says, overtakes a boat full of Instagram influencers. And then in all caps and quotes, it says, I'm the caption now. So.
Okay, there's something there.
Make of that what you will. I guess that's just a little joke I thought of in 2018, in February.
Okay, I'm going through my old notes. I used to write down goofy stuff my old roommate says. so he'll remain anonymous, but. He's not a sports guy at all, but he would try. And at one point we were watching we were on a road trip listening to some kind of sports podcast, and they were using the phrase this is common in sports, particularly hockey, I think, maybe soccer, where they say pull the goalie.
Oh sure.
Right.
I feel like down
pull the
at
goalie.
The end of the game.
Pull the goalie. And we were halfway through the episode and he goes, I'm sorry, I'm trying to follow, but who is Paul Lugodi?
I'm trying my best.
We pause like, wait, what?
So you dude? Don't know anything.
Saying pull the goalie. Oh, okay.
Paul Lugodi.
And then at one point, he called it Stanton Island.
Oh, okay.
But then he goes, oh, wait, that's wrong. That's where the office is.
Oh, yeah, Stanton, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. You got 0 for 2 there.
Stanton Island. That's fun.
Yeah.
I found a note called Second Aid Kit Video. This is from 2016. I guess I had a video idea where, I don't know, the first aid kit isn't available, but we have a second aid kit. And then, I don't know, inside of the second aid kit, I wrote down items that were like a fresh grilled cheese.
Yeah.
It's like things that don't actually help you, but would feel like, nice.
Yeah, might be nice to have.
Yeah. It says...
Java Jugs.
Java Jugs. Yeah, whatever. You get it. You get it.
That's a lot of what your, like, stand-up should be. You start a few, you guys could see where I'm going with it.
It's a walking punch. The joke writes itself.
Yeah, you get it.
You understand where I'm going with this.
You get it.
Do you know that Joe Biden clip where he can't get the words out? Eventually he goes,
you know the rest of how...
You know the thing.
You know the thing.
You get it, guys. It's a State of the Union. You've heard him before, right?
I honestly respected that. Like, who wants to see your president go, 4 score and 7 years, to be like...
Look,
one, we're all created. You guys know the rest of it. All right. We make you listen to it in school.
We're doing all right. We got vaccines. COVID's going away.
Bro, I wish now for the national anthem. Okay. Yeah, we get it.
You get it right? You
game it. On. That's what they should start doing. It's a whack song.
Here's another note called Biblical Yoga. Underneath it, it says Downward Donkey.
Okay.
You get it.
You get it.
You guys get it.
There's a cobra.
Ooh, yeah, move. Like a snake being charmed.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
There's a...
The pillar of fire.
Also But you're also, when you're doing yoga, you're unknowingly worshiping Hindu gods.
That's right. Be so careful out there.
Be a tough one to swing. Oh, here's an old idea for a scene. I've done many failed experiments behind the scenes. One of them was when I worked at this one production company, we were trying to write a show where I played all the characters, mom, dad,
yeah,
daughter, son. So I was trying to write scenes for this. And what was, this is when vapes were huge. And the mom finds the son's vape. She asks if this is crack. And here's what I have written down. I'm just going to read it. Mom, what is this? Marijuana? Crack? The dad says, or the son goes, no, it's vape. And it's fine. It's not bad for you. And the dad goes, oh, so it's good for you? Know what else is? Poison. And the daughter goes, is that sarcasm? Because some poison actually is. It exfoliates your skin. And then mom goes, not now, your brother's a drug addict. And then the son goes, yeah, no, it's so sick, I can blow O-rings. And the dad goes, wait a minute, is that sexual? And that was what I have. You get the rest.
And you get it. And if the show came out, you would get the rest of the scene.
And I just, like I said, I don't know why that show failed.
A few years ago, I saw this Craigslist ad, and it said, we're looking for children's joke writers. And so I responded to it, and I was paid $5 a joke to essentially write Laffy Taffy jokes.
Okay.
You want to hear some of them?
Maybe just a couple.
You want to hear all 50? Okay. From the top.
All right.
What gave the cross-country runner the... Oh, this is so bad. Let me just preface by saying these are...
Laffy Taffy jokes.
Simple puns.
$5 jokes.
What gave the cross-country runner the strength to keep going? Any guesses, you guys? He could feel it in his soul.
Ooh. That's $5 right there. $5. I'd give you $5 for that.
Why is the pirate so good at basketball? You got this. You got this. Think of it.
Because it was rated R.
I mean, if I... It's not a movie. Because of his hook shot.
Nice.
That would be a good punchline if I said, what kind of movies are a pirate's favorite, though?
Oh, yeah. That's a... Yeah.
How do you celebrate the 20th letter? With a tea party. Do you guys get it?
Wow.
I'll stop there.
It's pretty impressive, man.
Thanks.
I just wrote down a quick this is a note from a while back. I said, I was on a flight and said, I don't pay attention to all the instructions. I could not open the emergency door if my life depended on it, which is the only situation in which I need to open it.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, that's not bad. I don't know. Did you see a woman on an American Airlines flight this week had some sort of like mental breakdown of the flight and tried to get off the plane and was trying to open the door while the plane was going? And then
like fully in the air?
Yeah, it was like, you know, 30,000 feet
up. Get out of here!
She's trying to open the door, which is obviously a pretty extreme situation, but I think American Airlines could have handled it a little better. Mm-hmm. They duct taped the woman to a seat and duct taped her mouth shut.
Duct taped her mouth shut?
Yeah, there's like a TikTok showing all of it.
Was it that pastor in there? He was like, yeah!
Yeah, finally!
Finally!
I'm only flying American.
Glory God!
Can I get an amen?
Spirit's moving in this place. Tape them all shut.
I don't care what they did. I think you should be taped as soon as they get on the plane.
He just starts helping out taping other women. Like, sir, what are you doing? I thought we were...
I thought that was the thing.
What?
Also, where do I get the Trey Kennedy shirts that say hitter? I've been wanting those. I heard that on a podcast.
He's my favorite. He's on board. Where are them? Where's that merch? Hitter.
There's a callback from a few episodes ago. Nice. If you guys listen.
Oh, that's funny, man. I didn't see that. I actually saw that clip, and I assumed it was another crazy thing where like someone refused to put on a mask and they're manhandling her. I was like, I don't want to watch this again. But that sounded way more funny.
A little wrong on both ends.
Yeah.
That's why was the light bulb so curious?
I don't know.
He wanted to know what's up.
What, like WhatsApp?
Close. Like the term watts. Like how many gigawatts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that one helps if you read it. Derek, put in a shovel over... No, just kidding. Don't put... Right? Because Addy wants it.
This was... here's an old note I have of video ideas I was trying to make back when I was a solo man making my own videos. Dad teaching how to ride a bike. Don't pop mollies, pop wheelies. That's the only joke of that video.
That was it.
That's kind of it. FaceTime your dad be like, and something about watching BET. I don't know what that was about. So, you know, we've come a long way.
We've come a long way.
This is fun. What's another joke?
Oh, let me scroll back to the top. I was trying to find some new stuff for you. What do you call a rabbit-powered cooling system?
Energizer. Energizer Bunny.
So close. Hair conditioning.
Wow. Bars. You basically just come up with a pun. And
yeah.
That was the formula. Did you knock these out?
What's a Jaguar's favorite game show?
A Jaguar's?
This joke doesn't make that much
sense.
Jaguar's
favorite game show?
Pretend I said, what's an exotic cat's favorite game show?
Lionsgate.
Pretty much. Leopardy.
Yeah, they're like, all right. It's one of Laffy Taffy. Like, all right, they're really getting carried away here now. Trying to find.
Oh, here's a good one. I'm going to end with this one. Where does the gardener kiss his wife?
Java Jugs! Coffee beans?
On her tulips.
Oh.
It's flowers in her mouth. Oh. Tulips! Jeez.
That's the one they fired you on. Like, all right, buddy.
That was the last one.
That's hilarious. Okay, I'm spending too long trying to find some of these.
Anyway, that was called...
I've been jotting down different...
old notes.
Trying to jot down different, you know, premises. We're always trying to come up with stuff. I noticed having my parents in town, and then my wife also does this. My mom does this. A lot of people do this, like typically women, but you ever hear someone, they're telling a story, and they just give you every detail?
Yeah. Like, sometimes I'll say out loud, too many details.
Yep, I'll say... next chapter, you know,
go to the next slide,
fast forward.
Yeah.
Fast forward. So yeah. So I was talking to this girl the other day. So her name was Sarah. Well, so her last name's Sarah, Johnson.
We call her SJ.
Her main name. Yeah. We call her SJ.
And she's pretty tall. Not like super tall, but right.
Yeah, not as tall as me, but you get it. Like, we were taught, you're like, next. There's something there. We've all dealt with that. Yeah. We were going into a restaurant. My mom. We park, we get out of the car, and Katie does the same to me. I park out of the car. We park, sit there a moment, and now she's beginning to get out of the car. Right now she's like, okay, let me do this. I'm in the restaurant and I've ordered before she's got out of the car. And then my mom, she gets out of the car, she goes, okay, do I take my purse or do I leave my purse? I go, I don't, you know, I'm like, I never that happened. Doesn't matter to me at all. Just, and she's like, okay, I'm going to leave it in there. You know what?
You know, I might take my wallet, but leave my purse.
I might take it. Well, have you been here before? Is it typically chilly in there? Should I also get my jacket? I'm like, come on! We're going to miss the reservation.
I noticed this when I was in Branson because we talked about this on the podcast. You were so much faster getting in and out of places than I am. I get left in the dust. Mm-hmm. But traveling with girls, I was like Lightning McQueen out there. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I even noticed it getting out of the car. Like, I'm in the coffee shop. And they're like, I'm like, where are they?
Jake, why do you want to go to this coffee shop so bad?
It's like, I get out of the car and I start walking. I don't know. I seem so fast. Yeah. One last note I found that also has to do with stand-up premises. This came from March 20th, 2020. So we're a week into COVID.
Crazy times.
A week into COVID. And this is what I wrote down. The premise is, I've never seen this probably since the day I wrote this. Things you can say at Popeyes, but not on a date. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a little PG-13. Maybe it's probably why I never went anywhere with this.
Ooh.
I'll take one breast, please. I don't know if I could say the next one. I'll just say it. You can cut it out if you need to. Why is it so dry?
The tulips.
Yes. And then the third. Geez, there's a reason I found a hair. I don't know.
Yeah. I never forget the... one day you asked if you could, you're like, Trey, I think this would be funny, kind of asking your advice, but also kind of permission, because it's your show, but can I say this punchline that is a cuss word? I was like, I don't know, dude.
You're going off.
We're heading down. That was so funny. But also, unfortunately, it would have sucked if that bit was killing it, but I think you stopped doing that bit anyway.
Yeah, it was for the best.
So funny. I'm going to try a new bit soon. I want to hear the Recti's opinions. I think I'm going to do it in New Jersey. But it's inspired by, I don't know if I should say that. Like, this funny idea of this new trend of people publicly breastfeeding.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I guess I'm not supposed to comment on that.
Be careful.
But this funny idea of, like, maybe you go to someone's house and you're eating dinner and they're doing that and they ask you to bless the food. And I'm like, you know, I want to bless the two hands and left breast that prepared tonight's meal. You know, I don't know. Something like that.
I like that.
Yeah, something there, I think.
I saw a tweet recently.
Or, like, getting pissed. She, like, made a vegan meal, but the baby's eating.
Yeah.
He's the only one having breast here today.
Why is it, you know, why does the baby get dairy?
Yeah.
We don't.
Exactly. Exactly. You get the rest.
Yeah, and you know it.
You know the rest.
I saw a tweet from Cuomo. See the New York governor, mayor, something. Doesn't affect me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Either way, he tweeted, like, we want to do with gun violence what we just did with COVID. And I feel like there's a lot of things I want to say about that afterwards. So I might write some jokes about that. I'm just like, oh, that sucks for my grandparents.
Yeah.
Wait, you're going to do what?
Yeah. Line them up. Pull the trigger.
You're going to do to gun violence what you just did with COVID?
Yeah. Can you elaborate there?
I think that's good. I don't know.
Is that what you're referring to, the nursing homes? No? Okay.
I don't know.
Sorry.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know about the nursing home gun violence.
The Cuomo. It was the nursing homes got ravaged by COVID. You know, old people died of COVID.
Yeah, that's where I was going.
So why'd you ask her nursing homes? He might as well said Mandarin Chinese to you. You're like, what is he saying? You're like, I felt like it made sense.
I thought there was some connection between like recently, like nursing homes have had like an outbreak of gun violence. Like, oh, maybe it makes even more sense than I knew. Oh wow, I didn't even know.
This is perfect.
Oh great. I was like,
oh,
yeah, yeah. No, we're on the same page.
Yeah,
we're on the same page.
More, I feel like I always love flights to get creative and think. So I've written down so many plane jokes that I've never said, but this is more of just a observation. But because everyone kind of complains, like they can't really like say, hey, you're too fat, you have to get two seats or whatever. But what if someone's too fat to fit through the emergency exit door?
That's something you wrote down.
Yeah, just that's more of a thought. Like maybe it does make sense to measure them. There's some people get on a plane, they can't get through that door.
I'd like to exit door. Think, well, oh, that is tough. Maybe they keep a Jaws of Life in the plane or something. Or
I don't know, those doors aren't that small.
Yeah, there's an emergency hatch. Do you feel like it's relatable?
And then I wrote down something, you know, how all the pronouns is a new thing, you know.
Oh, yeah.
People be like, you know, best regards, email, Taylor, he, him. And then I wrote me, ma.
Oh, nice.
Something there, I don't know.
Like, grandmas are now having to start identifying
their
pronouns.
We'll see.
He and her, me and ma.
And then I wrote down USA lab versus China lab versus yellow lab. I don't know what that means anymore.
I don't know what that means.
There's something there. You get the rest.
You get it.
So that's my deal. Wild up.
What word did you say?
Wild up.
Oh, ep.
Yeah.
They were like, wild up.
Nursing homes?
What?
What?
I don't know what word you're even saying. Nursing homes. Like the breastfeeding thing Trey was just saying? It's a for nursing?
Cuomo and COVID and the death. He goes, nursing home? What are you talking about, Derek?
Speak English.
Speak quiet and edit.
Put the shovel in, all right? Know your role. Nursing home? What are you talking about? I fully...
He said one thing. And you're like, what are you talking about?
I was just like, wait, what?
They're shooting people at nursing homes? Oh, that was funny, dude.
I was just a little lost. I think I was self-conscious about the Popeyes joke. All right, guys, I shouldn't have said it. I was self-conscious about it. Edit it out.
Oh, man. That's another one for another time of inappropriate bits that I'll never say on stage.
Maybe for the Patreon.
I feel like I did that one time for the Patreon. Anyway, we're done. Thank y'all for listening. Appreciate y'all back next week. Peace.
Direct opinions. Direct opinions. Direct opinions. Everything you say is the correct opinion.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.